Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late SRV. Little Texas Blues. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out as well. Gary Surak is our guest, 7-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Surak Financial Services. That's a multi-generation family small business, American family small business. And if anybody would know about the American dream, it'd be a second, third generation member of a family-owned business. And if that person actually wrote a book called The American Dream Revisited, we always talk about it when Gary joins us. Gary, where is the American dream these days?
It's really interesting, Jim. I was really puzzled about what was happening, so I asked a friend of mine who's a school teacher if she would hand out a survey to her students, about 100 of them that were all juniors in a local high school that I had happened to go to. And she agreed to do that. We put a little survey, maybe 10 questions together. And in essence, we asked these juniors in high school what the American dream was. Did it exist? Did their family talk about it? Any of that stuff. And so we had these generic questions. And the answers that came back were fascinating. We asked them to describe what their American dream was right now. And it was, and I would say 95% positive, 5% negative. But in the 95 positive, some of the answers were just, they were humorous. Like this one young lady said that she wanted a good job, she wanted a really nice apartment, she wanted a great dog, and she wanted to take incredible vacations. And that was her American dream. I love that. And another girl, and I'm not picking on girls,
that's,
but anyhow,
I'm laughing, but that's really antithetical to what creates the American dream.
Yeah,
the vacation thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is another one that I really liked. This young lady said that she wanted to get married and she wanted a house in the country. She wanted to have two kids, two dogs, and be able to go to Starbucks anytime she wanted. And I mean, it was just one of those things, and you just say, "Wow, interesting." And another young guy said, "Hey, I want to have a great job. I want to live in a big city. I don't want a car. I want to walk to work, and I want to take great vacations." Great vacations came out. You would think out of 100 kids, I would say great vacations came out probably maybe 25%.
Wow.
But the thing that was interesting, the 5% that weren't positive were the ones that really got my attention, because I wanted to see why they were negative. So when I separated it all out, I saw the good. The other side said, listen, he said, "I don't know about American dream. All I know is that my family's having a really hard time figuring out how to feed us, and we're not getting food, and that we're doing things. My dad lost his job. My mom is divorced. She's working three jobs, and I'm trying to help out." Those were the other side of the fence. And so somewhere in the middle is reality. But here's what I thought was interesting. I also had the opportunity to speak to a bunch of college students probably about 6 months after that survey came out that we did. And I asked the college students about their view of the American dream. And their view of the American dream was much more skewed towards the negative, Jim.
Hmm.
And the answers were interesting to me, because they said credit card debt, school loans,
right.
And a tough job market, which, by the way, it isn't a tough job market, but they said it was anyway. And I look and I say to myself, okay, these are pretty negative views of people coming into the world who are just starting their lives. It was disturbing, actually.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that when I think of the American dream, I think first of liberty. You know, freedom comes from God. Liberty is a contract we give to each other. In America, we have liberty. We have the ability. You and I do business together, and we allow each other to own things, and we expect to have a rule of law that protects all that. That's first. The second thing is the ability to work for my own account and to acquire something for my own self and for my family, for my own account, without anybody else interfering with that. And then third is the ability to pass that on to my children, you know, to have something to pass on. All in all that is the presumption that I'm going to work and that I'm going to acquire some things that make things better for the future. And if all you think about is taking vacations, you're not doing that. How many of those people said, how many of those people, I didn't hear any one of those people that you just said, answer those questions, say, I want to own a nice house that I can raise my children in.
Actually, that was there too. There was some of that also, Jim.
But
not, about 25%.
But 50 years ago, it would have been 100%.
Oh, absolutely. And what I thought was interesting, it was 25%. Most of the people that were interviewed really wanted to live in a city, in an urban setting, and not really be out in the country. And none of them talked about, for the most part, most of them didn't talk about families or kids, any of that. They were more about themselves and what they wanted to do. And again, part of that's the age. Part of it's just, you know, all the stuff that's happening.
So can't we say, Gary, that it may not be that the American dream is going away? It's just that people aren't dreaming that way anymore?
I think it's just evolving, Jim. And you're right. Your term, it's evolving. And I don't know what it's going to evolve to. I know that food, clothing, and shelter are critical. You mentioned liberty. To me, that's freedom. That's food, clothing, and shelter, being able to get that for yourself, being able to
get it because you worked for it, not because you were entitled to it. GarySirach.com is the website. Hey, Gary, I got to wrap it up. Come back soon.
Will do. Jim, you have a great day.
Gary Sirach, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasting. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.